School News Roll Call publication for Cypress School District. We have an article from Ann Silob, Superintendent, as follows. Whether you are a parent of a school-aged child looking to enroll or simply a resident who understands the link between strong schools and quality of life in your local community, student enrollment is an important topic on which everyone should be informed. The Cypress School District strives to answer some of your frequently asked questions. How do I enroll my child in kindergarten or transitional kindergarten? Kindergarten Roundup in Cypress begins in February. Enrollment packets are available at your school of residence. The district website has a school locator to help you find your home school. We highly encourage parents to return enrollment paperwork as soon as possible so we can begin planning for next year. What is the status of student enrollment in the Cypress School District? In the 1950s, the district served less than 1,000 students. In the 1960s, enrollment spiked to almost 8,000 students. However, by the early 1980s, the number of students dropped by more than 50%. Today, we serve 3,973 students in transitional kindergarten through sixth grade on six school campuses. Are new housing developments impacting student enrollment in the Cypress School District? Student enrollment in the district has remained steady over the past 5 years, so the short answer is that they are not. If anything, new houses may be stabilizing our enrollment despite declines throughout Orange County. The State Allocation Board publishes a student per dwelling ratio to help school districts plan. The average for elementary school districts is 0.5 students per household, which means a new development of 50 homes would bring approximately 25 new students of various elementary school ages to the district over time. How important is student enrollment to a school district? It's big. Educating students is what we do, and providing a well-rounded, high-quality program that prepares students for success in college and career costs money. A decline of just 50 students is a loss of close to $500,000. The district has taken a number of steps to protect its educational program from this kind of volatility. Dating back to the 1990s, district leaders worked to develop local income sources, independent of Sacramento, and we continue those efforts today. The Cypress Park Senior Community, located on the former Cypress Elementary School campus, is one such example of a local revenue stream. Another strategy the district uses to lessen the impact of declining enrollment is the acceptance of inter-district transfer requests. Currently, 311 students are here on transfers from other districts. These students help stabilize the state revenue we receive, supporting a stronger program over time. Of course, such transfers are allowed only after all local resident students are successfully placed. How can I keep up on things happening in the Cypress School District? We encourage community members to visit our district website often for news and announcements. You can also sign up for our monthly e-newsletter to learn more. Thus concludes the article. We urge you to continue reading this publication for more interesting information. Thank you.